Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty
signs. That's our song for Lee Sterling. I don't know why, but it just, it's been like a year now, and we don't question it anymore.
Question Lee? Why are you going to question Lee? That's Lee Sterling.
That's right.
Man. Come on.
I've been on a heater, though.
Yeah.
I have been on a heater. Maybe I should be giving advice. We've had a nice little run. All right. Well, and we didn't have Lee on last week. I think it was the day after the draft, and so we were so inundated with draft talk that we skipped a week, but he is back. So we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com, and you can follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. And I always go out of my way to point out he doesn't pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking a little bit of gambling, and he's with us now. Hello, Lee.
Hello, guys. How are you?
I mean, we missed you last week, but we had a lot to cover with the Dolphins draft.
Yeah, it was exciting. I thought it was a good draft. The only thing, would love to have seen him get a running back, but I guess we're going to be throwing the football an awful lot.
And you and I always love to see a Miami Hurricane drafted in the first round of the hometown team.
Yeah.
You and I love our Hurricanes, so that was fun.
You don't remember how Rhinestone Cowboy came to be the song?
Not really.
Okay, so I was on hold, and you played that before you played another song as the intro, and I told you that Rhinestone Cowboy, one of my friend's father, wrote the song.
Mm.
So
now I remember.
I think I had like a 4-1 or 5-0 week, and
right. And then we just
the
rolled with
song
it
for my intro.
And then we rolled with it, and now that's what you're known for. What?
Right.
Let's start with the Heat game tonight. Now, we don't know if Jimmy Butler is going to play or not. The last injury report at 1:30 had Jimmy Butler listed as questionable with an illness. He missed the last couple games with stomach illness. Let me see if Ira has updated it since then. No, it's still Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro questionable. So I know, I give you this game with a little bit of a grain of salt. Heat right now are 6.5-point favorites over the Timberwolves here in Miami.
I don't know how you back Miami here. So with Jimmy Butler, with Tyler Herro, Minnesota beat Miami 119-111 3 weeks ago. It wasn't like they lit it up and shot for 55 or 60%. They shot 51%, 41% from three-point land. I don't know if you want to play a team like Minnesota the last game or two of the season. That's where their young kids usually, their immaturity shows, and they mail in some of those games. But right now, I mean, they are rolling. I mean, they're averaging almost 140 points a game last couple games. D'Angelo Russell playing at a high level, so is Karl Anthony Towns. Rookie Anthony Edwards. These three guys are averaging between almost 19 points and almost 25 points a game. And I'm watching the defense. I was at the Dallas game. Kendrick Nunn, Duncan Robinson, Goran Dragic are not great defenders. And then you have to put in guys like Max Strus and KZ Okpala. I mean, Solana. might be a slight upgrade over Opala.
I guarantee you Solana believes he is.
6.5 points.
All right,
I think
so
Miami's
going to
slow the game
the
down.
On that one.
Miami's okay. They're not a team that can go up and down the court and score 140, 150 points. So 6.5 points could be a lot of points in a game that Miami wants to make it, you know, win it in a slugfest, something like 108, 102, 108, 105.
All right, there you go, Minnesota plus points. What about the Marlins tonight? Any action on the Marlins? They're a slight favorite. They've got Trevor Rogers pitching tonight. This kid has been lights out for the Marlins. He was the NL Rookie of the Month last month. He just seems to be a good find. Marlins Brewers tonight do anything for you?
Yeah, well, we're going to ride the Marlins here. So this kid's really turning into maybe the ace. We're going to face a Milwaukee team that's going to go with a bullpen staff. They're going to start kid tonight and try to get, you know, two, maybe three innings out of him. And the Brewers are rolling. They had won 3 out of 4 against the Dodgers, but since then they got swept by the Phillies and Brent Sutter, and then they'll probably go with J.P. Frierson is what I'm hearing next in line. I don't think it's enough to beat the Marlins. Marlins found a way. You know, it didn't look good after the first batter until like the seventh inning, but you got to give them credit. They persevered. I just don't know why, you know, some of these managers are taking out pitchers throwing 85, 90 pitches and pitching
crazy.
5, 6 innings. You know, it's not like – do what?
It's crazy. It drives me nuts. I mean, you remember baseball when I was a kid. I mean, a pitcher would throw 130, 140 pitches, and it drives me crazy how they yank these pitchers.
Happened in the World Series with Snell.
That's right.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense, and it's not like, you know, you're talking about a guy that, you know, throws 95, 96, you know, miles per hour. Baumgartner throws, you know, 82 to 88.
Right.
And so it's not – I don't think it was taxing on his arm. He threw a total of 85 pitches, and they took him out after 6 innings throwing 7 Ks and only giving up 2 hits. So we're going to take the Marlins here. I like the Marlins. I think they'll find a way to win again.
All right. I'm going to take that bet. Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. And I always turn the floor over to you for 3 picks of your choice. Give us something good for the weekend.
Okay, so, you know, in keeping with what we're talking about, you know, the bullpens, I just think that it's tough. I mean, look at one of the games that was played last night, another game where, you know, it looks like the Angels are going to run away with it 3-0, and then they go to the bullpen and they blow it. They give up 8 runs in 2 innings. So we're going to play a first 5-inning game here. We're going to play the Diamondbacks, who we saw last night, and the New York Mets, first 5 innings, under 3.5 runs, -110. The thinking here is David Peterson's home and away splits as a starting pitcher for the Mets. Pretty stunning on the road. Just 3-4 with a 4.30 ERA. But at home, he's 4-1, and his ERA drops a full point to 3.30. He's a left-handed pitcher that throws a ton of breaking balls, and he's getting a Diamondbacks offense that has just gone absolutely cold in the last 3 games, scoring 4 in Miami. Zach Gallen, the pitcher here for Arizona, he's the only true ace on the staff, to be honest, for Arizona. He's coming off his first bad outing of the season. I love to play good pitchers off a bad outing, allowed 4 runs in 4 innings. But otherwise, he's been good on the road in his career, has just a 2.52 ERA. I think both of these offenses are due for some regression, and it might already be hitting the Diamondbacks. I see a 1-0 or 1-1 score after 5 in this one, so we're going to play the under 3.5 runs here in the Diamondbacks-Mets game, first 5 innings.
All right.
Second play is we're going to play an NHL game. NHL, outside of football, has been our best sport with MMA right behind it. But we're going to play the Philadelphia Flyers team total over 2.5. Now, Flyers aren't going to the playoffs. They're out of the playoff hunt. But the Flyers are at a point in the year where they can mail it in defensively because the bonuses hit on the offensive side of the game. A lot of these hockey players, people don't realize it, a lot of money is made in bonuses. So they need goals, assists, points, et cetera, to get those extra six figures in their pockets. Washington in a bit of a bad spot here. They're coming off a massive game with the Rangers the other night that a lot of people saw where they started the game and before they could drop the puck, or as soon as they did, they dropped their gloves, and they lost some guys to injury. They lost their starting goalie, their number two center for COVID precautions for the second time this year, and they're still without Alex Ovechkin. So I think they're in a bit of a maybe distracted state here and looking forward to the playoffs or the number two seed. So we're going to play the over 2.5 goals for the Philadelphia Flyers, -115.
All right, got a little team total there. I like that. Yep. I wish I had the over on
and
penalty
then we're
minutes
come
the other
back,
night.
Yeah, we're going to come back over the top with our bread and butter, UFC. So we're going to move on to fight night Saturday night. Now, it starts at 5. This is the fourth fight on the preliminary card. It's got Ultimate Fighter season 27 winner, 29-year-old Michael the Lone Wolf Trezano. He squares off against 26-year-old Slovakian Ludovit Mr. Highlight Klein. So both fighters, impressive records. Trezano 8-1, Klein 17-2. A further look into these records, I think, reveals a lot in this one. Trezano's two UFC wins were by split decision, one against a fighter who was cut by the UFC, the other against an unimpressive Lewis violent Bob Ross Pena. Pena, in fact, was so upset with his performance in that fight, he switched camps. He moved, I believe it was, to Colorado. Other than those two fighters, Trezano is yet to defeat a fighter who at the time has had more than four wins. And his last fight against Grant Dawson, he was just totally dominated. He was submitted in 1.5 rounds. When Klein made his debut almost a year ago to the day, I went back and watched as much video as I could on him, and I think this kid is a real talent. I was very surprised he's not being talked about more. He's on an 8-fight winning streak with 7 finishes, the last 3 by head kick. He absolutely, as the young fellas say, murked his only UFC opponent, Shane Young, by head kick punches in 1 minute and 16 seconds. Michael Trezano will be seeing stars Saturday night, and I'm not talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z. We're going to go here with Klein by a stoppage. It's +110 here, and all he needs to do, stoppage, that means either KO, TKO, submission, punches, as long as he wins and it doesn't go the distance, +110, we cash a nice ticket.
Would you sprinkle a little on the -240 on Klein as well, or it's too steep?
Yeah,
for you?
I don't see him losing. He's not losing this fight.
Okay. All right. All right, let me recap his picks, and then I know Crowder has something for you. So here's Lee Sterling. Again, the website, ParamountSports.com. He likes the Timberwolves tonight getting the points from the Heat. He likes the Marlins tonight and Trevor Rogers, -135 against the Brewers. And then his three picks from his arsenal tonight, Diamondbacks and Mets. He likes under 3.5 runs for the first 5 innings. Flyers and Capitals tonight. He likes the Flyers team total over 2.5. And MMA tomorrow night, Mike Trezano versus Ludovit Klein. He likes Klein by stoppage, and you can probably find that at around +110. Those are some good picks there. What do you have for him, Crowder?
I was going to ask you, Lee, because, you know, you gamble. You talked about UFC, and the whole hoopla that, you know, yesterday was Logan Paul Mayweather and Jake Paul taking Mayweather's hat. Do you ever, can you and do you handicap the celebrity exhibition matches?
I don't, but I will tell you that the seasoned boxer is going to win 9 out of 10 times, as long as there's not more than a 20-25 pound weight advantage. So even Mayweather, 44 years old, I think he'll take apart Paul.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, if Mayweather is able to avoid the punches of some of the best fighters in history, how is it Jake Paul or Logan Paul?
Logan.
Which one's... How is Logan Paul going to lay a glove on him? I just don't understand it. Are you interested in that at all, Lee? Like, does it appeal to you?
I'm not
going to
buy it. I can tell you that. Yeah. I'm not going to buy it, but it'll be shown. You know, it's Mayweather's fights have been absolutely boring. So,
yep.
I mean, I give him credit for being a technical fighter, and but he doesn't interest me at all. So, rather watch two up and coming boxers go at it. I mean, there's plenty of really good heavyweights right now, boxing, and the UFC is spectacular. You know, I'll pay attention to it if the odds are right. I might step in, but not something that's, you know, where my radar is going ding, ding, ding.
Gotcha. Ocho Cinco's in the undercard, though, Lee, now. What about Ocho?
Who's he fighting?
They were right in front of me at when I was in Jacksonville. So.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I mean. And this one will be at Hard Rock. All right. Check out the website. It's ParamountSports.com. You can follow Lee on Twitter as well, at Paramount Sports. Have a great weekend, Lee, and we will speak with you next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care.
There you go. Sir. Lee Sterling. I like his picks tonight. I agree with him. Sometimes I don't. I like his rationale on the Timberwolves and the Heat. I think he's right. The Heat would be happy to play just kind of a slugfest game, get out of there with a 2-3-4-point victory, and the Heat and the Timberwolves are getting 6.5. I like the Marlins because of Trevor Rogers. The only hesitancy that I have is what he said there, which is these managers pull these pitchers, and then I'm stuck with Anthony Bass. You know, it's like, all right. So you could have a pitcher, you have a bet, and a pitcher's throwing a gem, and then all of a sudden they go to a suspect bullpen. So it's the only frustrating part about MLB.
Crazy thing, when y'all were talking about it, I thought of this, and I won't call the team out. I watched a 9-year-old last weekend, Hawk. A 9-year-old throw 86 pitches, and these grown ass men can throw 90. I'm with you, man.
They can't even throw 90. Like they're yanking them at 70. I just find it ridiculous.
I watched a 9-year-old throw 86 pitches last weekend.
Somebody texts in. I love how Hawk says he likes every bet this degenerate says he likes. I've never heard any of these guys lay out why they like a game. It doesn't sound good. Guy knows nothing. You know that, right? No more than a cat. All right. That's fine. Give me your opinion. He did lay out exactly why he likes each pick, though. You can't say that he didn't tell you why. He gave you the exact reason why he likes the UFC pick. He gave you the exact reason he likes the Timberwolves getting the points. He gave you the exact reason on all the picks. Does any handicapper know more than a normal person? I don't know. Judge for yourself. But sound like you might have a little anger issue there, 359. Relax a little bit.
I'll take Lee over a cat, though, Texter. I won't lie.
I mean, it depends. Cat can have a run.
Is he insulting Rocky? Rocky doesn't.
No, but like I told you, I'm on a heater right now. I mean, we've won two parlays in a row, big parlays. Like, I'm on a heater too. Do I know anything? No, I don't know anything. We're on a heater.
There was a World Cup where people were taking advice from an octopus.
Yeah, no, it happens. I mean, there's always like you know, the real handicapper versus the celebrity handicapper. I mean, that happens all the time. So yeah, just relax, 359. I mean, but he did give you reasoning for all his picks. He didn't come on here and scream at you like some handicappers do. All right, I have some stuff to get to in the next segment about the Dolphins draft picks, and in the 4 o'clock hour, I've got to get to this sound from Get Up regarding the Miami Dolphins and the quarterback situation. I find it to be very, very interesting. So we still have a lot of stuff to get to here on the program.
If you love delicious food, you got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. This is their 71st year down here. Now, over 70 years of South Florida, giving thousands of families delicious food. If you're not going to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, you're the one that's missing out. I've been going for 17 years. It's off the chain. And they have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobsters, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, some filleted, some whole, some smoked, all the crustaceans, all the crabs, alligator, venison, frog legs, and all I just rattled off is probably 20-30% of their menu. You gotta go to DelawareChicken.com. That's the website, DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want, and your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. You don't even have to cut your car off now. Curbside delivery. Bring it right out to the car. If you want to go inside, now, I love going inside because the staff is so friendly. I know everybody in there. I like to talk sports. I like to pick out which sirloins I want, pick out my mahi fillets, see which, you know, which chicken breast I want. I can pick it all out. You can too. It's not special with me, but if you want to go inside, go inside. If you don't, they'll bring it to the car, but they're going to give you delicious food at a great price. Chicken breast halves right now, only $5.79 a pound. Fresh turkey breast, only $4.79 a pound. Key West pink shrimp, only $12.99 a pound. And Boston scrod fillets, only $14.99 a pound. If you don't feel like cooking, you got to check out the chicken parmesan dinner for two. With pasta, $10.99. Without pasta, $8.99. Heat and serve, and it is delicious. You can trick people now. Take it out of the packaging, put it on a plate, heat it up. They'll think you cooked delicious chicken parmesan. Delaware does it all for you. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Now you got a problem and yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.